Okay, so we came on a very nice family holiday to Blackpool, and we came to the Pleasure Beach, and then they said, do you want to try Valhalla? It's in testing. So I thought, yeah, this would be a great idea. Beth would love it.
Well, I don't not like Valhalla, do you know what makes me nervous is the fact that not even you have been on this since it's been redone.
No, it's had a multi-million pound reimagining, as they call it. And we spoke to the park boss, Amanda Thompson, this morning in the hotel. And she said, oh, yeah, ride it at the end of the day, because you remember you used to get wet. You now get very wet.
Right. OK. I'm not massively up for getting super drenched at the moment. So maybe you go on it. I'll hold all your stuff and then you can let me know what it's like.
No, they've already booked the two of us on it. We're at the front of the queue.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, James Cox, Director of Marketing, Sales and PR.
Andy Highgate, Director of Operations.
Okay, James, let's come to you first then. Let's give, you know, new readers start here, effectively. Valhalla, originally back on Millennium Year, was the largest privately funded Millennium project, and now it's been in a multi-year reimagining. Why did we need this reimagining, and then what are we going to see out the other side of it?
Yeah, so Valhalla is one of the top three reasons our guests choose to visit the park. We decided as a business to undertake a £4 million reimagining of Valhalla, mainly to improve the effects and scenes within, but also for a sustainability angle, which is very important to us. Valhalla uses a lot of gas, a lot of electric, and now we can say that Valhalla is more sustainable as a result of the reimagining, as well as obviously having benefit of lots of new effects.
Now, a few weeks ago, when there was the launch of the season, Amanda Thompson did turn around and say that it would be entering technical rehearsals. Now, that's something that's an unusual phrase in Britain. It's used quite a lot across the theme park industry across the world. What's a technical rehearsal?
A technical rehearsal enables us to put our guests on it, enables the guests to get on it a little earlier than they would normally be able to get on it. But what they're really doing is helping us to improve the ride and to perfect it. So Valhalla is a boat ride that is free roaming, and each person weighs different, therefore each boat weighs different. So as we head through technical rehearsals, we're able to look at what happens to the sensors and how those effects are triggered based on varying weights in the boat, which we just couldn't do without people going on it.
Now, in terms of the effects you've mentioned there, that was always one of the big selling points of Valhalla. It's something that a lot of people have talked about, how they've missed when it's not been running the last couple of years. Are we going to get that level of excitement, the effects that are going to really wow us when we get in there, without you giving me too many spoilers?
Yeah, I think definitely we are. We've still got all of the different themes in terms of fire, snow, etc. And as I said on other interviews, you know, what was possible in the 2000s with lots of energy and lots of necessarily the gas or anything else like that is now much more easily possible with using less. So we've really changed a lot of the effects, but kept everything that we hope that people loved, and tried to improve on the things that maybe weren't so loved in the past.
Now, Andy, this is where I come to you. From the technical side behind the scenes, it sounds really like what's happened is technology has improved as it continues to do, and you guys have taken advantage of that to, you know, almost plus the experience.
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, there were certain things about the ride that everyone loved. We've retained those. People want to get wet, and I can 100% guarantee you will get very, very wet on the ride. But, you know, people wanted to see the fire. People wanted to... Valhalla's quite an unusual ride to have such a large, dark, water-based ride with, you know, with big drops in it. It's quite unique, certainly in the UK, to have a ride on this scale. And we wanted to deliver something to people that was memorable, that hit the spot that the people, you know, remember the ride, but also add something new. And I think you'll find the overall experience, which is actually more to do with Adam's stood there, is a much more theatrical experience in terms of lighting and sound and having some kind of cohesive story that goes through the attraction. So we've kind of, in the upgrade, we've kind of tried to put those elements into it while still holding on to the bits that people loved about the ride in the first place.
Now, before I get onto the creative side here with Adam, from the technical side, what sort of challenges does it face inside a huge building, mixing things like water and electricity for a start? For someone like me, who's a layman, that sounds like quite a challenge.
I mean, yeah, it has been. Everyone knows that it's been a challenging project, and obviously the ride's been closed for a number of years. I will point out that we've had a pandemic during that period, which obviously,
a good bit.
Obviously didn't help. But it is, you're quite right. It's a complicated ride with lots going on, and it's not straightforward, but... But also, it being complicated is also what makes it a great and memorable ride as well. So, you know, having that mixture and trying to get over the challenges, which you mentioned about technical rehearsal. I mean, that's what we're in the sort of final stages of the project, and the technical rehearsal is really helping us to get everything exactly right on the ride so that people get the optimal experience when they come on it.
Now, this is where I go to the creative side. Adam, Alex. Apart from the fact that you've been living and breathing this for a long time throughout either side of the pandemic,
years.
Where did you start? Where did you start from the creative process?
Boxing Day 2019 is when the creative process started, is I'd had enough of turkey, so I thought, why not? Let's start on it. And where do you start from a creative point of view? Well, one, you look back at what we envisioned a ride would be in the first place, and then secondly you think about what things maybe could be slightly different now, and you just start looking at it from the storyboard on what you want to keep in, what you don't want to keep in, and we started to assemble it from there really.
And from your point of view, there were lots of things that people held dear. And interestingly enough, seeing some of the early feedback, I remember I'm chalking to the Notable Stranger, and he was like,
yes.
I'm fed up of hearing the words Songs of the Elders. And then as soon as the new soundtrack came out, people were like, wow, because it almost seems that that's been a cohesive project between you and others like the Notable Stranger to have a cohesive yes. story and a cohesive theme.
Correct, especially with the audio, it was very important. Whereas before we had Song of the Elders, as it was called, and we played it around the ride, and now we've moved on, so we've got an atmosphere that sort of goes round with the riders, and the mood changes in different scenes. We have a lot more sound effects and audio soundscapes, so hopefully we think we're delivering a more immersive experience. And obviously, as it's been over 20 years since Valhalla first opened, and it was time to give it something new, and that includes the audio as well. I hope people really like the soundtrack.
I have to say that there is a male actor's voice on this soundtrack, which I think is exceptionally good, that I might have done for free on one of my late nights in a studio.
Yes, I was going to say I thought it might be yours, Alex.
In terms of the finished product, and once again, I'm talking to you as a creative
yes.
here, how do you feel about it?
I'm feeling good. We're getting there. We're still in technical rehearsals at the minute, which means we're getting all our tweaks and all the little chinks out of the armour, because obviously when we put people on the ride, on a water ride, it reacts very differently to how it does without riders on it. So we're just now getting out little things that we didn't know were going to happen, little tweaks and adjustments would have big impact. So we're getting there with getting our finished, polished product ready for our guests.
Ponchos, I can still get one, can't I?
You can, most definitely, and you will need it.
Well, you can just go without if you want, you know, and get Brave the full,
adventure.
Full experience.
Is that maybe next year's marketing tagline? Brave the Adventure,
this
don't
year's.
Get a poncho.
Oh, no, that's the retail cycle.
That's the retail cycle. Guys, thanks very much, and congratulations on getting the ride up and running.
Thank you.
So there we go. The only sad thing about that ride was that I didn't have a microphone on during it to record your screams.
I mean, you say screams. I just say more slight exclamation at certain points. It's feels like it's been raining a lot. I am absolutely drenched. I have to say, though, that is amazing. It is such a great experience. I think it's something for all the senses there, but I could do without you beside me, sort of going, oh, here we go then.
Yeah, you didn't like the suspense of there's going to be a drop. What's happening? Excellent. They've done a huge amount of work. It is fantastic in there. And for those of you who haven't ridden it yet and are concerned that maybe your favourite effects aren't there, they are there and more. And you still get wet.
I would bring a very big poncho because I don't think wet covers it, if I'm honest.
Yeah. So we went on with the family. Kids, do you get wet?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Are you now laughing at Beth and how wet she is?
Yeah. Definitely.
Thanks a lot for that. Cheers.